And one of the busiest passenger rail trains in the nation is getting a new engine, and it's a greener engine. It's not the electric one many environmentalists hope for in the long run, but it is a cleaner form of diesel. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler hopped on board in Sacramento.
Brittany Shockey is a regular rider on Amtrak's Capital Corridor route between Sacramento and the San Francisco Bay Area. She was on a train last Friday putting on some makeup.
I'm in a long-distance relationship. So I'm actually going to meet him in Martinez.
And that's why you're putting your...
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm putting on the makeup on the train, because I woke up at an ungodly hour after a hard night of drinking and got on a train and had no makeup on.
The trains on this line have diesel engines that rank last on the EPA scale of emission levels, a Tier 0. But that's starting to change. This week, the first Tier 2 diesel engine will hit the tracks. There's money for more on the way. Larry Green is with the Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District, one of the agencies footing the bill.
They get 45% less pollution than the same engine before the upgrade and use 20% less fuel. So it's a good deal for greenhouse gases, for ozone, and for particulates.
Most riders I talked with hadn't heard about the new engine, though they're glad it's on the way. But one, UC Davis grad student Joanna Kaufman, is holding out for something more.
I'm waiting for the electric high-speed rail to come, but I know it's probably not going to be for a while.
Environmentalists like David Pettit with the Natural Resources Defense Council are happy with the new diesels as a first step.
I think it's very positive that the project is going from bad diesel to better diesel. I'd like to see in the medium run going from good diesel to electric propulsion, which is even cleaner.
Until then, Pettit will settle for what's being called the cleanest diesel passenger locomotive in California. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
This is NPR News.